8:50, 54 degrees Tuesday morning. Jesse is here, and I'm happy to be here with you on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can be like Chris from Diamonddale. Give us a call. Something's on your mind. The McLaren Health Plan phone line is 393-3700. You can shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox. That's morningshow at 1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the phone lines and talk with State Representative Joel Johnson. Representative, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Michigan is closer to joining 39 other states that will help make prescription medications more affordable, protect against drug abuse, and keep medicinal ingredients out of the environment with the House Committee's unanimous approval yesterday of bipartisan legislation, which was sponsored by yourself and Jim Ananich. Tell us about it.
Well, these bills, mine has the purpose of making available to those who have no prescription drug coverage or are on Medicare or Medicaid, more affordable prescriptions. As it is right now, if a person is prescribed a medication in a medical facility, and then for some reason is unable to finish that medication has to be destroyed. And so, you know, a lot of medicine is wasted in that way. And then we still have folks who would like that medicine but can't afford it. And so, House Bill 5089, which is my bill, provides for is for, an opportunity for those facilities who have professionals caring for those drugs that they can, if they wish to participate, that they can donate those drugs through a participating pharmacy to those who have prescriptions but are unable to have them filled. So to me, that's a good way to stop from wasting something that could be well used by someone else and can be a great help to some others.
The legislation is modeled after policies in other states which allow unopened medications which have never left medical hands to be donated to participating pharmacies for redistribution to patients in need.
Right.
It seems like a pretty logical way to go. Is this going to cost us anything?
Very, very little, if anything. It's a volunteer program for those pharmacies that wish to participate, and it actually should save some money in the long run because of those that are on Medicare and Medicaid that will actually receive the prescriptions. So I think it's a win-win.
Now, this bill, as well as the other bill, is before the full House for consideration. When do you think we'll know where we stand one way or another?
Well, I hope we'll see that by the end of the week.
All right. I just want to get your take on a couple of other issues. The House panel has offered the benefits measure. A revision will lower the hit on current teachers. Of course, teachers have not been happy that they may have to pay more for some of their benefits. Give your take on this.
Well, Tony, I am still strongly looking and trying to be sure that I understand what's being put out there and also looking for other answers, because I think we, particularly teachers that have been in the system for a while and those who have already retired, I think we want to be very careful to make sure that we're not breaking promises that have been counted on for a long time.
Do you think? Because I've heard the same concern from teachers who said they even went to college and wanted to become a teacher because they thought that the security was a great lifestyle, was a great way to raise their family. But do you think it's owed to those folks to have the same benefits, the same salary, the same structure that was in place when times here in Michigan were better?
Yeah. Well, You know, that's a very good point, Tony. It's going to come down to what's the best we can do for these people and still be reasonable about overcoming this unfunded liability that we have. The real truth of it comes down to the idea that if we don't do something, that we're not going to have the ability to take care of anyone, and nobody wants that.
All right, the budget challenges are starting to wind down as we get closer to the governor's target date of trying to find resolution here for the next budget. Where do you see the House and the Senate in regards to the budget?
Well, I think we're going to make it by the end of next week, or very close to that, and we will do whatever it takes to continue to work together to find resolution to our differences and get this thing taken care of.
What's the biggest stumbling blocks you see?
Well, you hit on one right just earlier with getting our MIPSRS program under control, and that's probably going to be one of the hot button issues right now, and there will be some. For sure, some areas of concern with other benefits for employees and so forth. So those will be some of the hot button issues. We'll run into some others, but those are some of the ones that will take a lot of time.
Do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I'm not a big supporter of a government bridge there. I think that we need to make sure that we. Continue forward with the Gateway Project and with making sure that we make the changes in customs there and so forth. And if we've got some folks who want to build a second span where they are, I think we should let that happen and then see where we're at.
Well, what's your biggest concerns about that?
Well, I guess my biggest concern is that we're looking at a lot of money there, and it still runs in the back of my mind that in the past there were companies that were willing to bid on the project and would have loved to have built it, but they were unwilling to do toll financing. And I have a tendency to look at private companies and say, these folks are experts in this field. Let's listen to what they say. The fact that they're unwilling to do toll financing tells me that they don't think it works. And I think we should pay attention to that.
And, I think that kind of gets lost. We hear that the bridge will, the revenue will come from the fees of people paying tolls to use the bridge. But we don't talk about the startup money to get things underway, do we?
That's right. All right. That's right. And that's... I can't believe that we're going to get this done without some taxpayer money, and I think we've got a lot of other places for that to go right now.
And we've been talking with Representative Joel Johnson. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
54 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 54 degrees. We're looking for a high temperature of 76. We'll have the latest weather forecast coming up for you after our news. But prior to Laura Ingram and the weather forecast, WILS News Director Rich Johnson was at Rich Hurl was at last night's Lansing City Council meeting. It was very testy. He'll give you the details on the budget challenges with the mayor in regards to the Lansing City Council. Do that next on 1320 WILS.